Talking today with Tom Buchanan, of course, from Southwest Oklahoma in the Jackson County area. Tom, let's talk a little bit about some of the water issues. You were discussing some things here with Farm Bureau members today. We've got a water plan in place now for the state of Oklahoma. Where do we really go from here as rural Oklahomans?
Well, I wish I knew, because with this drought, our focus and our glasses have certainly changed. It's what we've seen. Without a doubt, the first thing we got to do is address true conservation measures, and they got to start happening today. In western Oklahoma and southwest Oklahoma, which I know about, we are running out of water as we speak. Most of our municipal supplies look like they're good for 2 years, but 2 years happens real quick. And if demand was to increase or if this drought was to escalate, evaporation alone can cut that 2 year down to where that we're looking at very quickly being out of water. So conservation has to be the first thing that comes to the mind plate, and we got to make it happen today. In addition to that, additional development's got to start happening. Oklahoma, we rely greatly on surface water, and all of our surface impoundments are old, antiquated. Some of the newest lakes we have were built in the mid to late 70s, so we have our newest infrastructure to store water is old today, and it's incumbent upon this generation to pick up the banner and pick up where the other ones left off and do new infrastructure development to store water with for future generations of Oklahomans.
Are you going to have another year of basically no water for cotton at this point?
Ron, the way it looks today, if today is the deciding factor, the answer is yes. We don't have enough water to make another crop on. However, our historic inflows primarily occur in the May and June timeframes, and that's when we will get the significant amount of inflow historically. So talking about it today is truly too early to really say. We're still holding out hope, got all our fingers crossed and toes too, because we've missed two cotton crops down there in a row. No, I don't mean bad crops. I mean we've missed them, and it's been because of a lack of water. And hopefully Mother Nature turns this around, and we have adequate supplies for the coming summer. Producers need it. The local economies need it. The communities themselves are beginning to suffer. We're really starting to see that agriculture is the driving force in western Oklahoma behind oil and gas or equal with oil and gas. Rains need to come.
When we start thinking about where the water is going to come from, obviously a lot of folks in western Oklahoma look at those bigger supplies available in the eastern part of the state.
Certainly, we would love to have that water. Without a doubt, that's good, high-quality water. Western Oklahoma is water deficit, and our groundwater is very poor quality. In many instances, it's so bad a quality you can't use it. So we're relying upon surface water. And when we look to eastern Oklahoma and see all that surface water, we think there's an abundance. Of course, everything's relative. If I grew up in southeast Oklahoma, there's no more water there than there was when Grandpa was there. So the question is there. But yes, water is a resource that Oklahoma needs to continue to develop for the benefit of all of Oklahomans.
When we think about agriculture in line with the other players that need water in the years to come, how do we stay relevant?
Well, I think what we first of all, what Oklahomans need to recognize and understand and realize, acknowledge, is that Oklahoma is an agriculture state. Certainly, we have a vibrant oil and gas industry that we want to continue to be that way. But Oklahoma got to where she's at primarily because of agriculture, and I firmly believe that she'll grow into the future as agriculture supports her. Agriculture has to have access to water, either for irrigation or for just livestock production. So agriculture's availability and ability to obtain water has to remain a focus for Oklahoma legislators and policymakers.